New lifetime highs in the trade last week for the cattle. Where is it going to sit for this week? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and I'm Susan Littlefield. Kyle Bumstead is joining us today to kind of break down what we see so far for this market trade. And I tell you, Kyle, the way the cash traded and ended up finishing on Friday kind of put everybody's attention on point as we headed into this trading week.
Oh, for sure, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back. But yeah, we made leaps and bounds in the cash market here last week, and it's just crazy to think that you can jump at almost $8 to $10 week to week. But that's what happened. I mean, you saw Nebraska. We gained somewhere between $7 and $9 here just week over week here in this northern cash. Last week, cash finished up in the south anywhere from that 233 to 236 area, and we finished up here in the north in Nebraska at that 244 to 245 area on some certain select groups of cattle there. And the dress trade was well over 380. We traded some as high as 383 to 385 here Friday evening as well. So box beef market, it continues to rally and or continues to push higher, and I think that's supported here mainly by the packer slowing down the chain speed and some kill cuts and things like that. But I think as long as this box beef market keeps some support underneath it, then this cash market is too. Now, speaking of that, we had first notice day here coming in here to June. Live cattle options expired here last Friday, so we saw a big drop in open interest. That was the options getting cleaned off the slate there. But today on Monday the 9th, we have first notice day. And with the way the premiums are sitting right there, you know, with the cash market being premium as it is, I don't look for anything in the way of deliveries anytime. But you definitely want to keep yourself looking on the outlook for those as far as checking your dates and things like that if you're still involved in the June contract. August contract down there at 219.12, and if this cash market stays at least stable or just kind of trades flat here and doesn't move, we could see this August board potentially move higher as well too, just to try to catch up. We've still got some time here for the June to catch the cash. You know, we've got about 3 weeks of them to come together yet before expiration, but that's definitely on the back of everybody's minds here. So on the dips here, as long as this cash market stays high, I look for this cattle market to be met with decent support. And we're seeing that here on a Monday as we're seeing some commercial support here in the spreads as well.
You know, and you look at the way the grains are trading, obviously that gives a big boost to the livestock side of as well from a feedstuff perspective.
Yeah, it can, but that can also be a bad thing as well too. Cheap corn is cheap cattle. As we've seen many years this has happened, we've seen cheap corn, we've seen cheap cattle. We've seen cheap corn, we've seen cheap hogs. We just keep feeding them heavier, and we've seen that happen on the waste. Yes, we are down on numbers, and we are looking at packers constraining the kill and things like that, but we're still producing more beef year over year and more pork year over year than we've seen here the last couple of years as well too. So even though we're down on numbers and everybody wants to compare the lightness of numbers back to the 50s, the 60s, and 70s, we're raising cattle a heck of a lot bigger than we did back in those days. Where, you know, back in those days, where a 900 to 1,000 pound cow was a big cow. Now we're talking, you know, that's the size of a steer carcass. I mean, that's not even the size of a steer carcass. Last week, we saw the steer carcass weights come in here at on a dress basis here. We saw the steer carcasses at 944 pounds. That was up 6 pounds week over week. And we saw the heifer carcasses at 865 pounds. So you're talking, yeah, we're down on cow numbers than we were since back in the 50s, but we're also raising a lot more beef than we did back in those in that time frame as well too. So it's very hard for me to make those comparisons from, you know, 60, 70 years ago.
Do you think we're in a weather-related market at this point or heading into it as they talk heat moving in?
As far as livestock, Susan, or the grains?
Grains, I'm sorry.
That's a good question because it can affect both. Yeah, we're running out of time here to kill this crop. I mean, we're looking at we're in the middle of June already. I know it's only the 9th, but June's a short month, and we're sitting here at the middle of June already. And by the end of the week, we're going to be staring at the 4th of July holiday. First, of course, we get past Juneteenth, and did some studies here over the weekend and talked with some other friends in the industry. And when you look at that June 19th, that Juneteenth, the last 4 out of 5 years, that's been the high water mark here. That's set the high, and we've done nothing but go down after that until we got into those fall lows. And we could be potentially setting up for that again. Now, there are some things here that may potentially, you know, maybe rally these grains. And what I'm looking at there is just the size of the short position here by the non-commercial funds, the algos, whatever you want to call them, the computer trading systems. They're getting shorter, and you know, there could be something here to spark them to maybe do some short covering. But as far as the fundamental reason, I don't see any reason for them to be fundamentally covering because we've got plenty of carry out there. That D-to-March corn spread sitting at about 15 and three quarters of 16 cents. that July to D's corn spread, looking at the carry out there, there's about 31 to 31 and a quarter cents out there. So it's basically saying the commercials are comfortable with the size of this crop right now, and they don't see any major weather issues on the horizon that would make them think otherwise right now.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Kyle Bumstead joining us for today's market wrap-up. But always a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. This is the American Ag Network.